Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, wow, Coach Adam, that is a great question. I'm intrigued. Well, you know what? I love that you are intrigued by this opening question. And with that, I want us to go on a journey of discovery and grow together and explore this very question. Are you in position to finish strong? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. I really do. You know, Mondays I look forward to every week because it gives me the opportunity to engage with you on the airwaves, through the airwaves. Here on Motivational Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I feel is so timely that I'm really excited. Each week, every episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. I don't say that from a place of arrogance. I say that based on what you, our regular global listening audience, has shared with us. And we want to encourage you, our audience, if you have missed any of our past show installments, by all means, take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, our on-demand library is a rich wealth of tools and resources and jewels and gems. It is an archive of previous broadcasts that gives you such richness, and we want to encourage you and know that it's always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4you. Again, our on-demand library is available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4u. Again, I can't emphasize enough that our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our rich subject. And then if time permits, we are going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we so welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, your engagement always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And with that said, if you don't already have your notepads and your pens along with your desktops or laptops, you're sitting with your smartphone and your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness and jewels that are being shared, we encourage you to do that. And speaking of sharing, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it, right? We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. You know, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support because we recognize that we cannot expand our outreach without YOU. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win and finish strong. Finish strong. You know, it's amazing how quickly this year continues to rapidly come to a close. You know, we literally have 27 days left in this year of 2023. And then we're going to be saying Happy New Year and welcoming a new year. And I have to ask this question. Are you struggling to finish strong? Are you struggling to finish strong? I want you to know this question I'm processing myself, and I can really and truly relate. You know, for Thanksgiving, I was in Texas, outside of Dallas in McKinney with my family, and it became so evident when we were driving around my cousin's community that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We were driving the area and we saw different houses that they've already put their lights and decorations up, and the festivities of the holiday are kicking in. You know, just walking around my own community, I'm seeing more and more lights, more and more trees go up. Consulting, as you know, I do that regularly, and this past Friday, the tree was delivered, or trees, two different trees were delivered, and the team was decorating the trees and all of that because the season is now representing the holidays. And so often when we get into that zone of the holidays, we get into holiday shutdown mode. And our goal is like, yeah, whatever. I'll pick it up next year. I'll pick it up next year. And I want to encourage you to finish strong. Wherever you are on your journey at this time, it really doesn't matter. Because what has already happened has happened. We cannot change the past. We can't change it. It's already done. But you do have 27 days left in this year to determine how will I use and maximize the days that I have on the calendar before me. And truly maximizing each and every day. Because tomorrow, the reality is this. Tomorrow is not promised. It really isn't. And so if you get into that shutdown mode, and I've often shared that for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I was in real estate, a former licensed realtor for the state of California, and mortgage lending was my focus. And I remember after Thanksgiving, the industry began to shut down. Not a lot was happening. And people got into holiday mode, you know, holiday brain set in, and it was all about the got a little tickle in my throat, and I'm dealing with allergies. Please forgive me. But what I was saying is that when I was in real estate, around this time, people got into that holiday brain mode, and it was all about the festivities. It was all about the holiday parties and the celebration. Not a lot of work and business was getting done. But I want to challenge you that this time is crucial, because how you use the next 27 days, how you use the next 27 days will determine what your 2024 is going to look like and how you are setting yourself up for this coming year. And so this concept and thought that we have on the table today of finish strong, I want us to look at some key areas in order to identify, are you in position to finish strong? Or are you in that place of holiday brain and you are getting caught up because you are seeing all of the lights and the trees, you're hearing the holiday music? And in essence, you are starting to shut down. Holiday brain is setting in. You know, I appreciate the different things that represent the season. I love holiday lights. I have to say, I do. I love a beautiful tree, can so appreciate it. I'm such a geek and a nerd for holiday music, holiday movies. So do know that I appreciate those specific things that represent this season and time of the year. But I have grown in understanding that in order for me to achieve my goals, I have to continue to keep my mindset in a specific place and have certain elements in place. And so that's what I want to share with us today. I want to give us some tips for finishing strong. Number one, we have to keep our goals before us. Whatever your goals are that you have set, you should have been throughout the year, not just in this season of the next 27 days. You should have been keeping your goals before you, but I think it's so important for us to be reminded that we need to keep our goals before us. This is the time in which you should be reevaluating your goals. You need to take a look at where you are in the process of your goals and start to reevaluate where you are going with your goals. And I often reference SMART goals, that our goals should be S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, achievable, relatable, relevant, and time-bound. Let me give that to you again. Our goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, meaning we should be able to see that we can attain the goal. They should be relevant, and they should be time-bound, SMART goals. And so whatever your goals are, this may be the very time in which you have to reevaluate where you are in association with where you had determined that you desired to go. And this is a great opportunity for you to begin to outline and establish your plan for where are you going in this next year of 2024. 2024 is not the time to begin to plan. Now is the time to refine your goals. Make the adjustments that you need to make. Get excited about what you've already achieved and now move to the next level. So keep your goals before you and outline your goals based on SMART goals. And so I'm encouraging you to stay smart with your goals, pun intended. Have a daily plan. This daily plan and the things to do that you have outlined is so key because it gives your day focus and structure. It gives you an outline for what your day is going to look like. Because the bottom line is this. If you don't have a plan for your day, I promise you other people will fill your time and your schedule with other things. And so when you have a daily plan for your life, your goals, your vision, your dreams, and you have things to do, you now know when to say no to things that do not align with your desired vision. You see, Motivational Mondays is all about work it now, being able to win. What are we working? We're working our vision so that we can achieve our goals and ultimately live out our dreams. And every day is important in that process of making sure that we are closing that gap of where we are to where we desire to grow. And so it's so important to have a daily plan, those things to do. Now, one of the things that I do is that I outline my day the night before. And I also have a running things to do. And my planner, I use a combination of things. I have my smart device, which signals me for specific meetings. As an example, Motivational Monday. It signals me, right? So it gives me the reminder of key appointments. To do are those things that I need to do and I desire to get done in any given day. And so I outline that the night before, and I look at it in the morning. Maybe it's over a cup of coffee, tea, whatever your, you know, your drink of choice is, that you are now looking at, okay, what does my day look like? Now, I'm sharing with you what I do. But you have to adapt a system that's going to work for you because some people prefer just to do it in the morning. Personally, I want to know the night before, okay, what do I have on my calendar? What does it look like? And so speaking of my calendar, I actually have a planner that not only has my outline for the day, but it has at a glance that I could see the full month. So key things, I have them down in that full month. Now, you may be saying, with all of the technology, Coach Adams, you're kind of old school. Well, to some it may be, but certain things I like it written down, and I like to be able to see it at a glance. You have to determine what system is going to work for you when it comes to your planning. I remember I had a coaching client, and we were working on this very area together in her having a daily plan. And she was working so well with outlining her daily plan. She had purchased a new planner, and she was so excited about the new planning system that she acquired and, you know, that she was writing things down. But she was coming to our coaching session, and regularly she was saying, oh, I didn't get done what I really wanted to get done. I lost focus on my day. And this happened a few weeks at a time, and then I finally said, well, let's do this. Let's evaluate and reevaluate your system that you're utilizing, because the systems are different for each person. You see, she thought, I have to have this planner, but yet she was outlining everything in this planner that she wasn't carrying with her. And so in essence, the system was not serving her. And so we talked about, well, what do you have on you every day? And she said, my smart device, her iPhone. I said, okay, great. Let's look at how can you utilize technology, your electronic device, to accomplish what you need. And now you're carrying it in the palm of your hand, in your pocket, in your purse. You have it on your person all the time. And when she made that shift, that was golden for her. Now she was starting to accomplish things. I share my systems, her systems, a challenge, so that you can begin to look at what is the best system for you. And I want you to be empowered to know that you have the freedom to work through the systems that work well for you. One of my spiritual sisters, we affectionately call her the tech queen. You're not going to see the tech queen write down in a daily planner. She's all about electronics and technology. And so that works well for her. So I'm a blending of the two. This individual, she needed to determine that, my smart device is a better course of action. There are others that may say a daily planner, bottom line, period, that's it. My spiritual sister said, hey, tech queen, I need everything on technology. And so whatever the system is, ultimately, you have to have a plan as we're looking at tips for finishing strong. And this process is going to serve you. Now, one of the other things that I do is that I write down my things to do, and I put in my smart device, those appointments that are key. But I also have, in addition to that daily things to do, I have a running things to do. I don't lose track of things that I need to get done. I'm not perfect. I don't walk on water. I'm in process. But I'm sharing with you the various things that I do with the hope that something that is being shared would serve you. And it's all about adapting the system that's going to work for you. Now, this is the other thing. We are in the midst of the holiday season, as we've already established. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I hear the song in my head. We're seeing the lights, the trees, the festivities, the decorations, all of that. We're hearing the holiday music. You need to plan for the holidays. In order for you to finish strong, you have to plan and incorporate the holiday. Are you taking the full month off in December? Can you do that? Are you independently wealthy and you can do that? I don't know. But if you don't have and you're not in that position to take off, quote unquote, the full month, then you need to look at, well, what will this month look like as I am factoring in the planning for the holidays and spending time with family? Because I want you to know that I will spend time with family as well. But I'm planning that strategically, incorporating that so that I'm still working within, because I want to finish strong, I'm still working within my daily plan. I'm not just throwing it out the window and saying, oh, I'm not planning nothing in December. It's the holidays. And shutting down, as I shared with you, when I was in real estate, many people did do. They didn't get a lot done. You have to determine where you are on your journey and what's most important to you. If it's important for you to finish strong, the tips that I'm sharing with you, you should have so that you can get the results that you want and get into that position of winning personally and professionally. So number one, we said you have to keep your goals before you. You have to, quote unquote, stay smart. And when I'm saying stay smart, pun intended, talking about smart goals, looking at and evaluating your goals based on a smart goal system. In addition, you have to have a daily plan and things to do. You have to have a focus and vision for your day and for what this month, the holiday season, is going to look like for you. In addition, as it relates to finishing strong, you have to celebrate your milestones and take the time to reflect. Reflecting is so important because reflecting gives you the opportunity to recognize and locate, navigate where you are on your journey in association with where you desire to go. When you're looking at and evaluating your goals, if you haven't taken the time to celebrate what you've accomplished, then you can feel a little disenchanted when it comes to your goals because you haven't taken the opportunity to pause, to reflect, to appreciate where you are in this very moment on your journey in association to where you're going. And identify the gap that you had at the start of the year and how you have, with each day's movement, how you have been closing that gap. So you have to celebrate the milestones. I don't know what your milestones, but each milestone is an opportunity to celebrate and rally around that win so that now it becomes greater fuel on your journey when it comes to you finishing strong, because now you can look back and say, wow, I accomplished this. I said I was going to do this, and I did. I did this. I did this. Okay, I do still have some things that I haven't yet done, but you're in this opportunity with 27 days left in the year to determine how important, and reevaluate, how important are the things that I have not yet gotten accomplished? Do I need to adjust and recalibrate and now make some different plans associated with whatever the desires are that you have? But celebrating your milestones and taking the time to reflect is so key. So keep your goals, have a daily plan, your things to do, and also plan for the holidays. Celebrate your milestones, those wins that you've accomplished. Take the time to pause, to reflect, to appreciate where you are on your journey in association with where you've been. And next, you have to be kind to you. You know, self-care is so crucial, not only in this holiday season, but all year round. But in the holiday season, we can feel more pulled and pressed because there are greater expectations. There's this greater pull that is on us. And if you don't take the time to care for yourself in the midst of, and this is all about our tips for finishing strong, this is all about that process. That if you don't take the time for self-care, you'll look up and you'll fall apart. Should you be focused on your goals and should you, quote, unquote, grind and do what you need to do? Absolutely. But you also need to take the time to care for you. You know, I often reference, and I love to fly, when and I, you know, just went to Texas, so I was just on the flight going, you know, and they give you the emergency information. And they tell you, if there is a loss of cabin pressure, an oxygen mask will drop down. Now, let me ask you this. For any of you that have flown and you know this announcement, have they told you to put that oxygen mask on someone else before you? No. What do they tell you? Come on, you know. They tell you oxygen mask on you first. The reality is that you're not going to be good for anybody if you are not kind to you, if you do not love you, if you do not give you the time that you need. And self-care is not selfish from a negative standpoint, but it is what's needful for us to care for others and to be in that place of our cup being full so that we're always able to overflow. Many of you, especially during the holiday, giving from an empty cup, you're overextended, you're depleted, you're not taking the time to care for you, you're on edge, everything is setting you off. The holiday season should be a joyous time, but yet you're lacking the joy because you're at your wit's end. You're feeling so pulled and stretched and, because you're not taking the time to be kind to you, to care for you. So today I want to give you permission to care for you. Not from a narcissistic place, not from an arrogant place, but from a place of, if I'm full and my cup is full, then I can have more to give to you. And I want us to make sure we understand the balance. Because, yes, there are people that they're so self-centered, self-focused, they don't care about you. And that's not the position that we're talking about. Because I'm all about serving others in every area of my life, in every hat, title that I have. And I have quite a few of them, and I'm not saying that from a place of arrogance. It's a reality I do. My focus is caring for other people. But I have grown to realize early on, if I don't allow my cup to stay full, I won't be any good to my clients that I coach in my coaching practice. I won't be any good on my consulting assignments. I won't be any good in ministry, in the areas in which I serve. I can go on and on. And I don't know your load, but what I do know is that it's so important in order for you to maintain your load, in order for you to be the best and highest version of you, you have to care for you. Self-care starts with us, putting the oxygen mask on us first. So tips for finishing strong, keep your goals before you, stay smart. Have a daily plan. Tips and things that you need to get done throughout the day, plan for the holidays. Be intentional. Celebrate your milestones and take the time to reflect on where you've been on your journey in association to where you are and appreciate that. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself the love that you need through self-care. And our next tip in finishing strong, maintain or keep the momentum. In this maintaining and keeping the momentum, you may have to establish the building blocks. You may already be in the process. But you have to be wise with your priorities and manage your priorities well. One of the things that I often share in my coaching practice with my clients and in my group coaching sessions along with my mastermind, that time management is all about managing your priorities. And so often, we don't know what our priorities are. If your priority is family, if your priority is your business, if your priority is your ministry, whatever that looks like, you have to identify what your priorities are. Because in essence, your priority, that is what should be the primary foundation, the building blocks for building each of your days. And now your time management is all about managing your priorities and operating within the right quadrant. You know, Franklin Covey has a great time management quadrant system, and there are four quadrants, and the one primary system is that you would spend 87% of your time in planning, in the areas that are not critical, but they are important. And so I want to share with you that if you don't know what your priorities are, you're going to be out of alignment automatically, because your priorities is what you should be managing. If you don't establish your priorities, you won't have good, strong boundaries. And so when people come and want you to do this, that, and the other, you're going to take it all on because you don't have clear boundaries. You don't know what your priorities are. You're not managing your priorities. If you don't know what your vision is, I remember hearing my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, early on my journey of connecting with them, because they're an anointed couple, and people often look and say, ooh, I want what they have in their relationship. And so people would want them to do marriage, you know, counseling and seminars and workshops all the time. And I remember my mentor saying that, you know, we may be good at that and be able to do that, but that's not the vision that God has given us. The vision that God has given us is for transformation in the lives of youth through Boss the Movement. And because of that, I learned such a great lesson from them when I heard that early on, that I heard, this is managing your priorities. You don't say yes to things that are outside of your vision. I adapted that early on. I remember my first church as a believer. And, oh, my gosh, I served in every area feasibly possible at my first church as a believer because I was an eager babe in Christ and I just wanted to be involved. But I was serving in areas that the reality was I wasn't gifted in. I had no anointing. I wasn't really good at. I was just saying yes to everything. On one side, that was great because I was discovering where my gifts were. But I remember some of the areas I laughed and I said, girl, you were so clueless. Why were you saying yes to that? Because that's so not you. And you may be saying yes to everything because you don't have a clear vision. But when your vision is clear, like the insight that I gleaned from my mentors, you're able to say no to those things that don't align with your vision, those things that don't align with your goals and with your dreams. But you have to know what the priorities are, and those priorities should be associated with your vision, your mission for your life, for your business. And so this maintaining and keeping the momentum and being wise with your priorities and time management is so key because now it establishes the boundary. Because of that, my next church that I went to, because I had now grown in, okay, identifying what are my gifts, what has God put me on the planet to do, I was now able to be strategic and intentional about the areas in which I would serve. And so until I was able to serve in those areas, I waited. And I waited because now I was clear. I had vision. I wasn't just saying yes to everything. Even today, those things that I say yes to, I'm very intentional. I'm very strategic. How does it align with my vision? How does it align with the assignment that God has called me to? Because people will pull on your time regularly. And if you allow people to pull on your time and it has nothing to do with your vision, your goals, and your dreams, you being able to work those things, then you'll look up and realize I have no time for what I believe I'm supposed to do because you're busy doing all of these other things. And so, again, in order to finish strong, you must, one, identify your priorities. If you don't already know what they are, if you do, great. Time management is about managing our priorities, and this is how we're going to maintain and keep the momentum because we're going to be wise with our priorities and our time management. So in our tips for finishing strong, what have we talked about here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you as we're looking at Finish Strong? We said, number one, keep your goals before you. Stay smart. Have a daily plan, your things to do. And with that, in this month of December, it's so important to also incorporate and plan for the holidays, that the holidays wouldn't consume you, but that you can be intentional and strategic around that focus of time that you're designating for the holidays and the remainder of the time. It's all about continuing to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? Well, you should know this by now. You're working your vision so you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Throughout your journey in finishing strong, you have to continue to celebrate your milestones. Take the time to reflect because every milestone that you have achieved, it becomes greater fuel. It's like logs on a fire. I remember when I was in Texas with my family, my cousin's husband would put a starter log on the fire, and the starter log would burn for 3 hours. But throughout that time, we had to put more wood on the fire to keep the fire burning. And so when it comes to celebrating your milestones, you're continuing to fuel the flame of your vision, your goals, and your dreams by celebrating what you have achieved and accomplished along the way. In the midst of it all, we have to be kind to ourselves. You have to operate and give yourself permission to walk in self-care, that your cup would be full, that you can overflow into the lives of others. Maintain or keep the momentum. We just said that this is all about being wise with your priorities and managing your priorities, and that's what time management is all about. And then have a circle of empowerment around you. What do you mean, Coach Adams? Surround yourself with the right people. You know, this people factor is so important. Having the right mentors around you, the right coaches, the right accountability partners, those individuals that can support you on your journey. You know, by the way, if you didn't know, oh my gosh, Coach Adams is a coach that's available for you. I coach and you win. Shameless plug. You know, I am so committed to assisting individuals on their journey personally and professionally, and I want you to know that I would be honored to walk alongside your journey with as your mentor and accountability partner and coach. So having the right people circling the wagons around you, surrounding yourself with the right people, I have to tell you that it really and truly makes the difference in achieving your goals or not, in your dreams becoming a reality. You know, early on my journey as a coach, I believe God, and for those of you that know, I believe in God, and you may not, and that's okay. We're on a global platform. I know everybody's in a different place. I'm sharing my truth. But I believe in God, and I believe that early on, God revealed to me that one can set 1,000 in flight. And this is based on God's word, the Bible. But this revelation that one could set 1,000 in flight was so key as it related to how I was supporting my clients in my coaching practice, and especially my one-on-one coaching clients, because one can set 1,000 in flight. So absolutely, can you accomplish some things on your own? You surely can. You can do some wonderful things on your own. But you are limited in how much you can get accomplished. One can set 1,000 in flight. However, two can set 10,000. We can achieve more. We can achieve greater results in partnerships. There's a greater power that happens in partnerships. Because the reality is this, if your dreams don't scare you, if your dreams aren't big enough, you need to dream bigger. Our dreams should not be that we can accomplish them all by ourselves. We need other people that will walk alongside with us as purpose partners and join in partnership with us to achieve the desires that we have. And so you really do need other people. You're not going to be isolated on an island all by yourself when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Every great athlete has a coach. Any gold medalist, they have a coach. Any winning team, they have a coach. There's a great power coaching and having the right people on your team. And if you want to finish strong, that is one of the elements that without question we need. A coach will challenge us. You know, I don't always, quote unquote, like my coach when they're challenging me, but I love the fact that they love me enough to challenge me. You may not always like me as your coach, but because my heart is one of support, empowerment, and love, I'm on your team, and it's so that you can achieve greater results. I remember I was connecting with a social media coach, and the very first time I talked to this social media coach, now about 3 years ago, I think it is, and they gave me the challenge to start doing regular videos. Well, they weren't the first person to give me that challenge, quite honestly, being transparent with you. What many people don't know is that although I've said yes and answered the speaking call on my life, God's call on my life, I don't like being in front of the camera. I really don't. It's a place of discomfort. It's a place that stretches me out of my comfort zone. Now, have I and can I stand up and speak in front of a group, and will there be cameras positioned? And, you know, I'm aware of those cameras, but I can still do what I do. Absolutely. But it was something different in my mindset around, you know, having the phone, the little camera in my face and looking into the camera and giving a word or whatever the case may be. And the social media individual challenged me and said, we had a conversation, and they said, I want you to do your first video by next Wednesday. They didn't ask me. They said, you called me, you asked me, you're asking for advice and on social media, and I'm giving you advice, and I'm going to support you. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm like, oh my gosh, the coach can't run from what she's asking for in another coach, in a different area of focus, a social media coach. And so I remember with great resistance, I did that first video about 3 years ago now. And I've been consistent every week that at minimum I will do one new video. But on average, I try to do anywhere from one to three. And so I went from my, you know, YouTube channel not having any content to now it has a lot of content, you know, and all of my social media platforms and all of that, because the social media coach challenged me. And in that moment, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest, I didn't like the person. I'm like, ugh. Because it was stretching me out of my comfort zone. And there's a fondness now, and I look back and I say, wow, because of that challenge, I took that challenge. I've been growing and stretching myself with different thoughts and concepts and all of that. But now I have all of these videos out there. And so I share that being honest with you that we don't always like our coaches and our mentors and those that are holding us accountable. But when we know that they are coming from the right place, a place of support and empowerment and love, we can take their advice, and it's to help to support to make us better. And I'm better for it because now I have all of this content out there that I may not like all of the videos. A lot of them I don't, because we're very critical of ourselves. But at least I can say I'm putting it out there and be proud about, and that goes to celebrate your milestones, the win of what I've accomplished in just keeping that commitment to myself and having someone on my team by way of the social media coach that was able to support me. And so I say that to you to say that I would love to be on your team supporting you as you close out this year and achieving greater results and position yourself to be right where you want to be as you kick off this new year. And know that I'm committed through the resources that I have, the full circle of empowerment tools and resources that I have, to assist you in working it now, working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams personally and professionally through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have. So if you want to join in partnership, if you would like to learn more, you can simply call or text 310-289-2101. Let me give that to you again and give it to you a little bit slower. 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply include your name and coaching or full circle, whatever it is that you would like to learn more about. I have a great opportunity for you in that my 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth private mastermind is launching this month in December, literally in just a week or so. You still have time to get plugged in to this mastermind based on the book 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. My one-on-one coaching is always available for you. Of course, we're always here every Monday on Motivational Mondays. I encourage you, if you don't already have a reminder set for yourself and in your phone or device or what have you, that you do that, because I'm here giving empowerment so that you can jumpstart your week with greater insight into empowerment and really get some great jewels and gems that will assist you in achieving more, ultimately is what it is. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's amazing, right, how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I simply want to challenge you and encourage you that don't lose focus. Don't you do it. Don't lose focus on your goals and get into the holiday brain mode and shut down. No, don't do it. If you want different results, if you want to achieve different results than you've gotten at this time of the year specifically, you have to be willing to do things differently to achieve greater results. to achieve your dreams ultimately. And as I stated, I'm an advocate for having the right people on your team, the right people that you have allowed yourself to be in the midst of in your circles and surrounding you with that accountability, mentorship, and support and coaching. And so I want to support you. In order for you to get different results, you have to do things differently. If you like the results that you're getting, then by all means, please continue to do what you're doing. If you don't, it's time to mix things up. You know, we didn't have an opportunity today as anticipated to open up our lines for your audience participation, but we do still have an opportunity for you to engage with us through our social media platforms of Facebook. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. It's where we can continue the dialogue. You can ask a question, comment. You can make show recommendations, topics, guest recommendations. Bottom line, we can continue to engage. And I'm on all of the various social media platforms as well. You know, we really appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays today. We don't take your time lightly or for granted. I mean, there's so much that you could have been doing during this hour of empowerment, but you've chosen to be here, and we want you to know how much we appreciate you and your time, and we truly do value your time. We trust that you've gotten a great richness from what was shared today on Finishing Strong, and that you feel more equipped and empowered on your journey because of the insight into empowerment that was given. If maybe you're tuning in for the first time and you're wondering, who is this Coach Adams? Well, you can visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I would love to stay connected with you and have you in my network, so don't hesitate to reach out. Again, it's coachadams.com. You know, that's all that we have time for today, but we thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, looking forward to having you engage with us on next week. Same time, same bat channel. And I leave you with this. I coach and you win.